This is the Midday Market Report for Monday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Corn is trading lower to start the week following Friday's WASDE report, which revealed essentially no changes to corn production or outlook. The USDA increased corn exports slightly in the report by 25 million bushels as demand has picked up, but the large ending stocks number of 2.13 billion bushels continues to pressure futures. Over the weekend, it was reported that China would produce a record 288.8 million metric tons of corn this year, which is up 4% from the previous year, but they would still need imports to meet their needs. Weather in Brazil has improved with a generally more favorable forecast through January, but the crop is about 2 to 3 weeks behind due to the earlier hot and dry weather. The USDA still expects Brazilian production at 129 million metric tons. Soybeans are trading higher today with support from both soybean meal and oil, along with a flash sale reported this morning to China. On Friday, prices slipped following a neutral WASDE report, but the fact that ending stocks remain so tight at 245 million bushels has supported the market. A reduction in Brazilian production to 161 million metric tons was slightly supportive. And South American soybeans are expected to benefit from improved rain chances, along with corn, into next year with heavier rains forecast in the central and northern regions. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Now that harvest has wrapped up and temperatures have plummeted, farmers are finally able to take a breath and catch up on some year-end tasks in December. This month is an opportune time for farmers to reflect on what this year has provided in the way of obstacles, as well as learning experiences. But of course, the most important thing is that December is a month that is best enjoyed by sharing time with loved ones while celebrating the holiday season. From all of us at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, have a happy holiday season and remember to take some time to enjoy yourself in the company of your friends and family after a long year of hard work.
March corn down 3.5 at 482 even. January soybeans up 27 3/4 at 1331 3/4. January soybean meal up $7.90 at $4.12.60. January soybean oil up 78 cents at $50.98. On the Merck, December live cattle up 22 cents at $165.67. January feeder cattle down 85 cents at $2.14.45. February lean hogs down $1.10 at $67.87. February pork cutout up $1.45 at $82.70. This has been a check of the Midday Markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.